Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gosger. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Gosger steals second. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez takes first base on ball four. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner throws the ball into Gill, who tags Campaneris, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Cater reaches second base with a double. Hershberger moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Repose is hit by the pitch. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Suarez and he is out, Green applying the tag. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. One out. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Suarez hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-1 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians too, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Suarez and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Gill moves to second. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez fires to first and picks off Brown. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sims strikes out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. One out. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suarez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Rick Monday pinch hits for Jim Nash. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Campaneris moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Rudy now playing left field. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Willie Smith pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Suarez and he is out, Green applying the tag. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Suarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Roger Ripos. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suarez hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Chavarria pinch hits for Bob Dulaba. Aussie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.